Long queues have continued to fill petrol stations in Port Harcourt as the scarcity and price hike persist. Our correspondent Soibu Oruwari, who was in town to monitor the situation, reports that few petrol stations operate for not more than 2 hours. Now, on the East West Road, only one petrol station sold petrol. Also, in Iloso, Sars Road and Ada George, including Obiwali Road access, only one petrol station operated and sold the product between 360 and 380 naira per litre. Now, some motorists seen on the queues say they are worried over the situation. I'm sure you probably heard this yesterday in the news.
380 naira. Because of friend, I make a no travel with me. I go LM, that one they say 390. This one 380, no fee back. Just carry my fuel, they go out now.
This morning, now fuel with the fine, and now we even manage to see two filling stations.
It's a serious case. Country is experiencing a difficult one. Government should do something about it because you won't tell me that government don't know this. So they should look into it and solve this problem.
This week, I know I bought fuel at Bori as about 350 per liter. But coming to this place, we spend about almost an hour now. We are told they are selling about 380 per liter. Price of oil, because it's getting too hard on us.
And the annoying part is nobody's talking about it. Yesterday I got at 340. Now today I'm buying at 380.
Today the fuel is high. Let the fuel be available for the motorists. The problem of fuel, I'll be driving down all the way, been seeking from Philly Station. It was opportunity we just get the fuel here, and the queue here is very much here.
Now, meanwhile, political communication expert Sonny Mbiazi has urged the federal government to address Nigerians on the possible cause of the fuel scarcity. Yeah.
You don't ignore your citizens. Things are not done that. Mind you, we're in a democracy. They're taking Nigerians for granted. Where you have a responsible government, the government ought to talk to the people. You don't initiate a policy. You don't take action without letting the people know. We're in a democracy. Anything we're doing should be participatory. It is wrong for the government to just ignore the populace while they suffer. It's a sign of irresponsibility. Every government must show sense of responsibility, responsive to public opinion. The government doesn't care. It doesn't tell well. The government should speak.
Well, now, we have to, as always, be as open-minded and as always balanced in our conversation, not to whip up sentiments, because at the end of the day, sentiments will only just get you so far. They're like vapor. They come up steaming and then they fade out. But if you concentrate the energy, if you are persistent and consistent, then results will be found. And that is what we aim to do here, consistently bring you the stories and get you to consistently impress upon those who need to do the right things. So, last December, just a few weeks ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, remember that story about the DSS calling the marketers and saying, hey, look, provide a speedy solution to this problem. We've heard the various ministers concerned in this particular issue, talking about the Minister of Safe for Petroleum, you know, and also the chairman of NNPC PLC now say, oh, this fell, is the marketers, is this person. And then just yesterday, you know, the rumor came through that, you know, some of the tanker drivers are considering downing their tools. That is, they will not move their trucks to deliver products to some areas in Nigeria. Further compounding the issue that you, a Nigerian, is experiencing right now, and we're looking at Port Harcourt in particular. I do gather that in Lagos, it's a bit, you know, okay. It's not too bad in Lagos. They're still being sold petrol at about 350, 320 in some parts of Lagos. Bagada was where I got my report from late last night. But today, in Rivers State, as we speak right now, there are some petrol stations, and by some, I mean like a half of a dozen, six or five of them, no less than, you know, across some of the areas that you just got to hear of this morning, are selling at 400 naira per liter. Transportation is not through the roof, it's skyrocketed at almost 200% what it used to be just 6 days ago. No joke. Almost 200% in some areas for some distances. So, is there any need for the government to really talk? Because they've spoken before. The citizens are asking, you know, talk again, but talk. What exactly do you want to hear? Is there any need for the government to address Nigerians over the fuel issues? It's a simple question. You call in yay or nay. Why? Because they've spoken before. One would expect, just like when the parent tells you, hey, don't go here, I will solve it. So the parent is working on solving it. You give the parent time to do what they need to do. Have Nigerians given enough time, or are Nigerians just very used to bickering and complaining? Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. It's time for us to have a very, best way to put this, important conversation.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
That's the smart number. Drop your name and your location, and then you'll be passed through to us here in the studio at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you will find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Is there any need for the government to address Nigeria's overfuel shortages? Now, some would say, and I overheard yesterday on my walk home yesterday night from a taxi, from a keke rider, obviously somebody's old enough, said the last time he experienced fuel shortages like this was during Abacha's period. And I don't want to believe that, because I remember as a very young child then, you know, going around with my father looking for petrol that period. Yeah, I don't think it was so bad. Victor is Nobunabali. Victor, good morning to you, please.
Good morning. You see, the government is supposed to speak.
But they have spoken. They spoke in December, you know. They spoke in December, 2 weeks before Christmas. Oh, sorry, a week before Christmas.
That is not enough. You know, another problem is this. We don't have opposition in this country.
That's not true.
It is a country where you have opposition.
You have the APC. You have the CSOs who try to check with everybody.
Is supposed to man pressure. Don't forget, during the rule of Jonathan era, wherever there was fuel scarcity, the opposition will go so hard on him. But today, nobody's talking. I personally bought fuel, 450 naira per liter.
Where?
Along Aba Road.
Where? Aba Road?
Yes.
At a petrol station.
450 naira per liter.
At a petrol station.
Petrol station, direct, not on the road. I'm telling you, there is no opposition in this country anymore. And you know, when we had the opposition led by the whatever, it was working. But now no opposition. Nobody wants to talk. The government is taking us for a ride. And I don't understand why the government will not sit up. Will you tell me that they are not also feeling this pain? Everybody's feeling it. But because there is no opposition, the citizens are not before. You will see people on the road. Nobody is ready to go on the road. If it was Goodluck Jonathan time, by now, all of them in Lagos, all of them in Abuja, would have started going on the road. So I think there is something that is behind all of this. That Nigerians, that I know, Nigerians, will fold hands and think that there's something we don't understand.
Nnamdi is in Choba. Nnamdi, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah. Your question is, does government need to speak to us again?
Yeah, they spoke in December.
Jude, the answer is emphatic yes. Reason being that they spoke far back December, and this is January. And as at the time government spoke, we've not gotten to this crisis level. It was just brewing, as it were. And Jude, this is an emergency now. In emergency situations, any responsible government ought to be briefing the citizenry minute to minute, hour to hour, to know what is actually happening. You know, it's just that in this part of the world, we don't consider issues like this as an emergency, but it is an emergency.
But it is. No, the government did respond last month that it was an emergency. If you remember, the DSS also got involved, some would say a bit out of place. You also have the various boards, IPMAN, Petroan, Nupeng, all wading into the conversation.
Good. Now, if they have said anything, what have they done between then and now?
2 weeks.
We need to know what has been done. We need to know the actions that have been taken so far to address this. We definitely need to know what has been done. To say that, okay, the various agencies have spoken, you know, government has spoken, but then and I'm sure that as at the time they spoke, they came up with measures, you know, to addressing this. But has this been addressed? The answer is no. In fact, it's getting worse.
It is
so
worse.
So what has been done? We need to know what has been done or what is being done.
Lucky is in GRA. What do you think should be said right now? Any more communiques? Should there be a town hall meeting? Do they need to blare sirens to let Nigerians know what they are doing?
Obviously, yes. Good morning. They have to be all of this and over more. Honestly speaking, like you said, actions, proactive actions need to be taken. The government is just sitting on a reactive basis, not being proactive. And they have to talk to us at every single time. That's the truth. You understand? What is the DSS just gave an issue warrant, a warrant, and then they relaxed, they rested? It shouldn't be so. They have to go further to prosecute people who are making this, because this is artificial. It's artificial.
Lucky in GRA, thank you very much. We have Taria on the line. Taria speaking to us from Buguma. Taria, good morning to you. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. God bless you. I think where we are tired of government addressing us in this petroleum product issue.
Okay.
Action. Dude, we need an action. How? Everything boils down to taking a drastic control measure. Now, Melekiari spoke this morning news. I don't know whether you heard about it. Did you listen to Melekiari?
Yes, we just tried to get as much update as possible. I was getting there, but what did you find about his comments?
Now, the point is, Melekiari does not know what is happening in Port Harcourt. The situation is very, very drastic in Port Harcourt. Look at what people are saying. They bought 450. So the point is, we are not interested in Mr. President or Petroleum Minister coming to take drastic steps to control this price, that people should go and get their petroleum products with a fairly considered amount. If this thing continues, the implication is a lot of people will not go to work. Hello.
Well, thank you very much, Taria. If you listen to the news about 2 days ago, that's the reason some people at the Federal Secretariat gave when our man went there to find out what's going on. You know, it's almost 3 days into the new year. You should be at work. Say, well, you know, that's the problem. That's why we're not coming to work early. It's a bit expensive, you know, and things like that. Now, it sounds funny, and many may find this even comical, but it is very possible, and I don't have any data to assert to this, but it is possible, if you listen to people on the streets, that some people are probably finding it difficult to even return to Port Harcourt because of the cost right now. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back. It's 9:29 a.m. Good morning to you, wherever you are this morning, particularly in Port Harcourt. We're talking about the persistent fuel scarcity nationwide and how it's affecting a lot of people. But we are very much in focus looking at River State. Now, I'm saying River State because within the past 3 or 4 months, there's been about, if I'm not mistaken, let me check my memory banks now. That was in December, and then that was in the end of October. Yeah, so there've been about three fuel shortages that have been experienced nationwide. And don't forget, also during the flooding, you know. But Port Harcourt somehow had been in a bit of a bubble, been able to buffer for most of these scenarios. Apart from last year's, you know, nationwide, you know, what do you call it? Adulterated petrol issue. But even at that, for about 2 weeks or so, Port Harcourt was still in a bit immune. You know, like I said, there was a big buffer. But Now it's January. January 1st, and as always, there was a lot of expectation, optimism, and, you know, hopefulness concerning the situation. People were thinking, oh, it will abate. 250. The last time I bought petrol, I bought at 260. This was in December. Now, it is January the 6th. And I'm going to shock you right now because I have Chima from Ada George on the line. Before I answer Chima, let me quickly read this message to you. Breaking. Someone says, I just bought petrol for 500 naira at the petrol pumps right now. Breaking news. 500 naira in Port Harcourt. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. Chima, good morning to you, please. Hello, Chima. Oh, dear. Apologies to Chima. All right. So, yes, like I said, someone just sent a message now that he bought petrol today. Update. Today. Just got petrol. 500 naira per liter. It's right here. Those of you who can... Okay, no, you can't see. But, you know, it's right here in front of me. Update. In Port Harcourt. 500 naira per liter. So, do you want the government to come through? You know, this is what, 9 o'clock. What will float your boat? That by midday today, you hear boom, 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 high powered meeting. Buhari is addressing the country. Everybody, this is what's going on. These people are going to be shut down. This, that. You know, what do you want? Do you want to hear them? Jude is a roommate. Good morning to you, Jude. Hello.
Yes, concerning the fuel. The first situation.
Yes, please.
I drove down from Onne IGC this morning. Right now I'm at Rumebe. From Onne, yesterday I bought at Onne 400 naira per liter. Because yesterday from refinery junction down to trailer park, no police station is selling. I only managed to see at Onne and they sold for Jijisco filling station 400 naira. It did the 400 naira. So I managed to buy. This morning, I drive down from that side to Port Harcourt. Only few filling stations are selling and there are few. On third, I traveled to Abia State via Akwa Ibom. Bought for 300 naira. Then basically when we are coming back, we bought for 300 naira.
Interesting.
Then my question is, why we Port Harcourt is selling for 400, 450? Now we are hearing from your station 500 naira. The people that owns the oil is selling for 500 naira. Why when you go out, you buy for 300, 320? What is the secret?
Jude, your guess is as good as mine. Odima is in Iwofe. Good morning to you, Odima.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
I don't know if I heard you say they have spoken. They didn't speak about the scarcity or about the reason the suffering people are going through. There's petrol. And I think there's a minister of petroleum in Nigeria. He has not said anything. There's a commander in chief in Nigeria. He has not said anything. When you say they have spoken, I don't know what you mean by they have spoken. What? As long as people like us are concerned, it's as if nobody is leading Nigeria. Nigeria is an autopilot. Because if there's somebody in the helm of affairs in Nigeria, if somebody should be talking to Nigeria every day, okay, I beg, go, sorry, look at what happened because of this, because of that. But from this time to this time, this will happen. Right now, do you have any information like that?
Do you know
what will happen tomorrow? Do you know what will happen next week?
Nobody knows, actually.
So as long as from where I'm sitting, Nigeria is an autopilot.
So you want them to come speak?
That there's no labor. The opposition parties are not available.
So you want them to speak?
There would have been an opportunity for them to win the election. But they're not talking about every 10 minutes, FPC is not the only radio station in Nigeria. But the people that are supposed to talk about the opposition parties are not talking about.
All right. Chima is back on the line from Ada George. Chima, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yes, Jude, I just petrol now is 500 naira. The breaking news was a true one. Just I don't want to mention the name of the petrol station. It's in Jude. This market.
I'm sorry, you. Wait, Chima. Chima, let us get you very clearly. You bought at a petrol station, not from black marketers.
Yes. Jude, yes. Yes, Jude. 500 naira.
And there's a queue there.
There's queue, yes. You understand? So, dude, I think the marketers are making things difficult. I must tell you.
Is it the marketers now?
Yes. The marketers have said
that it's not them. That is the depots where they go to buy from the depots. That, you know, the depots, dude, private depots, dude, have increased the price.
Dude, let me tell you, dude. This very one I said that I just sold to me 500 naira, he was selling few days ago. He stopped selling only to reopen this morning and be selling 500 naira.
Are you sure he didn't get... Well, hold on, Chima. Let's not cast aspersions. Are you sure he did not get a new batch of products for that rate?
Jude, I will tell you, no. He has never gotten any new product. He's very close to me. You understand? I live close to another church here.
Interesting.
There is no new product. I must tell you, Jude. You understand?
Okay.
All right. Come to think of it, why are we having the government in River State keeping quiet? I recall when we had the Common Commission of Energy, Peter Medie, he was always there, you know, monitoring all situations. But right here, we had the government here in River State keeping quiet, the federal government keeping quiet.
Oh. Chima's very upset. Forum, also in Choba. Good morning to you, Forum.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Jude, let me start by saying this. If you don't have any reasonable thing to go to do elsewhere, don't try going. Can you imagine from Choba down to Rumokoro, you are paying the road of 400 naira?
From Choba to Rumokoro now.
The government has refused to even say something. The last time I bought fuel was at 350 along Choba, Bagaya Road.
Yes.
350 naira, and the government has refused to say something. Let me even tell you something. One thing about Nigerians is that when something like this happens, if the authority saddles the responsibility of speaking, refuses to speak, and lasts for 2 weeks, it becomes part of us. That is the dangerous part of it. This, from December down to this very time, nobody has spoken anything about this fuel capital. So I think before the end of January, if nobody speaks, it will be part of us. We will start buying 500, 600.
I sincerely doubt that, except there is an official statement to that effect. Sammy is speaking to us from Rumahalu. Sammy, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, Jude, it's quite a pity this is happening in Nigeria, where people are suffering and the people call themselves elite, they don't even care. For me, the message that we pass to Nigeria is for them to use the only power they have to snatch back their rights. And this is time for elections. The government we have in place, this is not APC now. You see what people are passing through. And yet, people don't want to use their clear eyes to know the right thing to do. Jude, for you, I don't know. Maybe you have money, you can be able to afford buying the fuel at any price, some price they want to sell. But there are other people who cannot be able to afford that money to purchase this fuel, maybe for their businesses that they use in taking care of their family needs. And here we are talking, people want to hear the government say what? The government should come and tell the audience what.
Are you saying the government should not come and speak to the people and address them, tell them what exactly is going on?
You, the one they have said before, what have come out of it? This is the point. So now people should use their PVC and choose the right candidate of their choice.
But some of them can't pay 400 naira to go and collect their PVCs right now.
That is what I'm telling you. Let them take it as a bold step that they want to make it right this time.
All right, thank you very much, Sammy. Lucky's in GRA. So many calls coming through. Lucky, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This issue is really alarming, you know, as in, like, when they say alarming, it's biting hard on people.
It is biting hard
on people.
Yes.
Now, this, okay, I just listened to a caller like Chima who just spoke now from somewhere. You know, this issue can be rectified even from us, first of all. You know, there's a way we go about this because, like I said earlier, this thing is artificial. Now, some people have come out to debunk the fact that it is not from them. It is from so set of people, XYZ. Now, we are not seeing, just like Chima said, a filling station was selling, and because he wants to use the Nigerian factor of that, okay, they are selling fuel like this, he shut down. And then the next how many days he opens and he has inflated his price. This is artificial. And now we are not even helping issues.
But Lucky, let me ask you this. Hello, Lucky. Now, you are echoing. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now, you are echoing comments similar to what the Minister of State has made mention, even the NNPC boss has said, that a lot of these issues are artificially generated by marketers. The independent marketers have said it's not from them. But let me ask you this, right? Let me ask you this. If there is a proper investigation, would you want those filling station owners to be prosecuted or... According to them, they are saying it is not their fault, it is the depots. So one way or the other, it's being transported or it's being translated to you. They are saying it's not them, it's where they buy from.
Okay, now, at what cost did they buy from? Let's start answering. Can they be sincere to themselves to tell us, okay, we bought as XYZ amount, that's why we're selling at XYZ amount? They have to be prosecuted. If people are not persecuted, these things will persist. That is why we have gotten to the level we are. That is why corruption is still digging deep, because nobody is paying the price for corruption. That is the truth. Now, if this man is saying this, and now you are not being able to pick up one filling station and use it to serve as a deterrent to the rest, to say no, you can't inflict pains on your people unnecessarily because one XYZ person is somewhere trying to make life difficult for people. I can remember there was a year I was in Abuja, I think early the stage of Buhari's tenure, when this thing almost took effect on a December like this. They came out themselves. There was a team that came out themselves. I was in Abuja. I can remember some filling stations were locked. Some were even pumped. Their petrol was pumped out at a free rate. Because when they come to your filling station, the filling station will shut down. They say, we don't have fuel, because they were waiting to increase the price as the U-tide was coming up. They say, okay, DPRO, check, do sounding. When they check, they have fuel. It was just that they were holding to increase price. They opened it and said, everybody should come, just take fuel free and go. When the news circulated, they didn't tell them. Everybody started opening filling stations. Everybody started dropping price.
Okay.
Now, this is the only way to go, because our people on our own, the black hearts we have, we don't even want to see peace or see things good happen to people. It's not working. We just entered a new year now. And with this pain, with this hardship, we are not thinking of increasing salaries for any reason. At now, you can hear the Minister of Labor speaking. Then how do you want us to manage?
Edward, speaking to us from our bar road. Edward, good morning to you, please.
Hello, Jude, good morning.
Good morning.
Story of my life.
Indeed.
Jude, can you believe I woke up 3:30 this morning?
3:30?
I tell you, my dear. I woke up 3:30 because my colleague said, if you can get to the NAPC mega station by 4, and it's by 11 in the morning, you can get. So, because my car was already on reserve, I have to manage and let me go to the mega one at after the OME.
Yes.
Right? I got there, dude. By 4 o'clock, I saw like a community already packed.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I stayed for a while. I asked. They said they are not sure they will sell. And that even if they sell, it's 2 pumps. And I've been there last week. I was there and I spent about 3-4 hours. I couldn't get to. I made my turn, went to the one at Lagos bus stop.
Yes, in town.
I stayed there for, I got there around past around 5 or so.
5
I stayed the 8, 9. Omo, no way. They said they're not even selling. After queuing there, I had to sleep inside my car. Then I just made my turn, went back to Aba Road, near Air Force there. Good thing I saw a queue. I just find a way maneuver. I got into the station. The breaking news is that I got for 360.
For 360?
I just bought now. 360, yes.
Okay. That's at Aba Road now.
My colleague that came from Warri, They said at Wari, they got for 210. So I don't know why Port Harcourt don't
so,
different.
Okay, so that means there's something very peculiar going on in Port Harcourt. Wari, 210.
Exactly.
I hear Bielsa is 280, 290. Somebody said 300 in Akwa Ibom. So what is going on in Port Harcourt?
It's something else, so Jude. That is the story of my life.
Edward Onabaro, thank you very much. Remember, I started by telling you that in the past three scarcities or first situations we've had here in Nigeria, Port Harcourt has been a bit buffered, you know, up until this particular period, this U-tide from December 20th to today is being... It's been a bit of a jamboree, left, right, and center. So we've had two people call in today to say, okay, they bought a 500. Edward said he bought a 360 on a bar road. All right, let's go on. Now, some sessions, I'm going to mention some of these petrol stations, interestingly. This one here says, Bova's petrol station along East-West Road, Rumo Dara, Port Harcourt, River State, are selling petrol at 180 naira since last year till now. This petrol station deserves recognition and an award, Charity and Humanity. Please announce them to the world. Another person called, sent a message saying the same thing, that Bova's selling at 180 right now, but the queue is humongous. That's what the person is saying. This one says, PMS is being sold at 500 naira in Port Harcourt. This is a Dozy Man petrol station, Airport Road, Igrita. Yes, we need to name them. If the River State government is listening, they should be listening. These are some of the petrol stations that people are calling to say something is going on here. Please, we need those who are meant to be on monitoring duties to find out what exactly is the problem. Once again, it brings me back to my question. Do you need the government to come and tell you? Or are you tired of hearing the comments? Gabriel is in LLA. Gabriel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, please.
I'm calling from LLA. I called my friend in at a local job. My friend told me that at local job, there is four in local job. And they are buying 210 in local job.
210 in local job.
Yes. Why is River State all so different? Why? There is no fuel in LLA as I speak to you. The vehicle I'm driving, there is no fuel to go out. This is not fair at all.
It
is because of personal gain, greed, that have led our people to this level. We are suffering ourselves. Go to the northern Nigeria. You can't see something like this going on. Go to any part of the north now. There is fuel everywhere. Why are we suffering ourselves? Why?
Well, Gabriel, maybe Kyari needs to speak. Maybe President Buhari needs to speak. I'm not quite sure. All right, Jude, I want to disagree with somebody who said he bought fuel at 500 naira. I bought the same fuel yesterday, 360. The government hasn't made any official statement yet, but people are already leveling so many unfounded accusations towards the government. Please, let's be careful not to tarnish the image of this government while we are venting our anger. Joe says, good morning, Jude. For everyone who protested in 2014 when the price of fuel was increased to 180 naira, the same fuel is currently going for 500 naira a litre, and you are comfortably seated in your house screaming and yelling on Nigeria Info, then shame on such people. If we like, make we not go get sense now to touch everybody directly or indirectly. Rains in Port Harcourt. Good morning. I bought fuel along East West Road yesterday for 450 naira. The government needs to address the nation because the fuel issues is becoming something else. Round face in rumakining. All right. Someone's asking where this Bovas is. I don't know where it is. I'll go back to the message. The message has gone further down. I was waiting to buy fuel at 370. They stopped selling, and after an hour, they started selling at 400 naira and later did the same thing, and then they restarted selling at 450 naira. The station is around Obirikwere. Really? Okay. So something is definitely wrong. Why would you stop selling at a price? You didn't get a new product, a tanker coming. Then you restarted selling hours later, and you increased the price. Okay. All right. Tony in the Great Alley. Tony, I'm going to give you a minute and a half. Good morning to you. Welcome, Tony.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
Please, I'm an airport taxi. that I'm a transporter.
Yes.
The information that fuel was sold for 500 naira yesterday is 100% correct, sir.
Wow.
Nobody is tarnishing this government image. That fuel was sold in one filling station in location area of Mboba and so many other filling stations. So it's a correct information. We are passing through here. We are passing through here. The worst part of it is that we, the transporters that are buying this fuel, we are feeling the pains of the passengers. Worker salary are not increased. So it's 100%. There is no price control in Nigeria, sir. I stopped at one mobile filling station at a Limbu area to buy 4 liter 20W50 product mobile oil. I was told it was 12,000 naira. Luckily, I decided to check. I got to another place at Rumi Bekwe, a mobile stand, and I bought it for 93. There is no price control. So when somebody tell you bought fuel for 500 naira, it's truth.
Okay.
There is no lie. What are we going to benefit in lying? Has this government been so good that we should begin to praise them for what they did not do? Thank you very much. God bless you, sir.
Emmanuel St. John's, good morning, please.
Good morning. I just called my friend from Kano State and he told me they are selling from 260 to 270.
Okay, lots of indicting comments this morning. People are indicting River State government, Ipman, River State, Petroan, Newpeng, Pengasin, all the other groups that are involved in the downstream sector. Questions are being asked. And ultimately, the buck will stop, should stop, at the NNPC PLC and indeed at the federal government of Nigeria. The Minister for Petroleum, who's that? Oh, I wonder who that is, by the way. Okay. On Facebook, Precious City says, Nigerian president, political leaders cost it everything. It's hard to afford in Nigeria. Nigerian politicians are into competition to steal money. Ignatius Okoro says, no end in sight. Wilson Nsisiong says, the current situation in Port Harcourt is bellicose. And Chukwuemeka Amago says, the address is necessary. And the president should tell us what is up. Okay. All right. So what is up at Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We want you to get there. Join the conversation. If you're in Port Harcourt, keep sending us the updates today. It's not going to be an easy show to do because a lot of people are focused. I'm getting so many comments on this particular issue. But hey, what do we do? What can we do? But ask you to please raise up your hand and then point where the problem is if you can. So, do you want the government to speak or just let them just solve the problem? All right. Just solve the problem. The best witchcraft is when there's no fuel, no power. No power in Chuba for the past 2 days. I don't blame this government. I blame the marketers, not Buhari. Michael is saying. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. I think something has to be done. I pray let there not be another protest in Nigeria. I just bought fuel this morning. What? Wanko is saying he just bought at 600 naira in Chokocho. What? What? Anywho, there's a part of me that is leaning on to the transporters, the heavy logistics company, those who at one point in time last year were buying diesel at 650, 750 a liter. Many Nigerians didn't take it very seriously. You know what they say? The chicken has come home to roost, apparently. Daniel is in Alu. Daniel, I'm sorry, we have to go on a break right now, but please, if you can, do send us a message or we'll get back during the 10 o'clock hour. All right, thank you very much, Daniel. My name is Jude. Hello, Potako returns, hopefully, with some good news.